My name's Crystal Tubles. I'm Oglala Lakota, Northern Cheyenne, and we are currently at Crazy Head Springs in Lame Deer, Montana, Northern Cheyenne territory. Crazy Head Springs is one of the few, if not one of the last, natural springs that we can still drink water directly from the earth from. This is a pretty significant place for why I do a lot of the work that I do. We have development all the way around us, which isn't unusual for Indigenous communities. To the north, we have Colstrip Coal Mine, which if you go to some of our tallest hills, you can see the smokestacks. To the west of us, we have the Crow Reservation, and the Crow Tribe is very pro-oil and gas industry, and so they have development on their lands. And then to the south of us, we have Wyoming, which is the epitome of oil and gas development, and the only direction that we don't have development is to the east of us, which is where Otter Creek Coal Mine, the proposed Otter Creek Coal Mine, would have been. Where Otter Creek Falls is just off the reservation. So it's not legally, by Western standards, Cheyenne land, but it is our traditional territory, our traditional homelands. And if Otter Creek Coal Mine were to go through, it'd be the largest coal mine in the lower 48 states. And that would just completely devastate our community. Like, we don't have the infrastructure. We definitely would lose our water. I mean, the only reason why we still have natural spring water that we can still drink from is because of the coal that's filtering the water that exists right there at Otter Creek. And so, you know, it's about a 4-generation battle that's been going on. And, you know, my grandparents fought it, my parents fought it, our generation fought it. That's one thing that we've been able to do, is successfully fight off development on our lands for the time being. But with the current political state, you know, I'm sure another company is going to be coming up. The fight will be there again. And I guess part of my responsibility is to ensure that our young people, that they understand why that is so significant. We don't just fight because we want to fight and, like, we want to be hostile. And, you know, what it is it's literally being able to drive up here and to drink this water. And to know that it's clean, and to know that my nephew can come up here and drink that water, and to know that we are going to maintain that for future generations. And then it's also to remember that the only reason we live on this land right now is because our ancestors died so we could be here right now. And we have to continue to fight for that, because otherwise they gave their lives in vain, and I refuse to let that happen.
This is poetry in motion, floods at the heads whose minds need to open. Savor each moment like waves at the ocean of boasting. You've been chosen, I'm hosting.